The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The article is titled, The Art of Joy, Secrets from Some of the Happiest Black Women We Know, Part 2. With the end of the year finally in sight, we must admit that 2020 was a lot to bear. The COVID-19 pandemic and its subsequent life-changing fallout brought so many Black people to their emotional limits. Yet we came together as resilient Black women often do. We grasp at every opportunity to infuse more happiness into our daily routines, like gardening, exercising, meditating, and dancing, and began to recenter the conversation around our collective pursuit of happiness. To help you stay inspired, we called upon women whose quote-unquote joy breaks make us smile. Here, they share how they carved out their personal paths to peace in 2020. The Art of Movement with Kelsey Guy. You know those adorably happy Black women on roller skates you've seen dancing all over your TikTok feed lately? Well, Kelsey Guy is one of them, and her feel-good skate breaks have helped her amass over 150,000 followers and 2 million likes since she began sharing videos of herself skating back in April. 5 years ago, Guy, 29, moved from Memphis to Los Angeles to chase her dream of being a professional dancer. 5 years ago, Guy, 29, moved from Memphis to Los Angeles to chase her dream of being a professional dancer. Though she ran in the same circles as some of the top choreographers and dancers in LA, it took a while for her to find her groove and book bigger dance gigs. To pay the rent, she worked odd jobs, including an animal hospital worker, a nanny, and rideshare driver, but she was determined to keep dancing for the love of it. After throwing herself a birthday party at a local hotspot roller rink, Guy discovered she was kind of into skating. She asked her mom for a pair of skates for her birthday so she could keep rolling. But life got busy and they mostly sat in her car. Then the pandemic hit and all Guy could think about was skating. At first, I was like, I'm going to go once a week, she says. Then that turned into 3 times a week. And then I was there every day. And then I was skating outside and I was skating 30 minutes before work. And it was just, when can I skate? When can I skate? Just like that, Guy's hobby became her safe space. Skating brought zero pressure and endless freedom. And she was hooked. It's euphoric, she explains. Some nights I would skate and my body was vibrating at such a high frequency. Guy, who now teaches beginner skaters part-time, started posting short videos of herself on social media, rocking out on skates all around LA, and her fan base grew by the day. As much as she appreciates the love and support, whether her camera's on or off, Guy focused on one thing only, accessing music and movement to keep her grounded in her happy place. The next article is featuring the contributors for Essence. Brooklyn White began writing professionally for Solange Knowles website, St. Heron. Her stint was short-lived, but White's love of storytelling was not. As the writer for Essence's Girls United, White has profiled Erykah Badu and Marseille Martin, who appeared on the GU's first digital cover and is featured in this issue's In Full Bloom. Her best interviewing tip, just let people talk, says White, who moved back to her Dallas home with her 2-year-old. You don't have to ask questions to get the most elaborate answer. La Roche is deeply passionate about fashion and how the industry can be more inclusive of Black designers and stylists. When he styles his A-list client and muse, Zendaya, Their international looks resonate beyond the red carpet. Our whole career, we have been using any opportunity we have to pay homage to Black women who have opened the door for her and who have shaped my path as a stylist, says Roach, who also works with Kerry Washington, Ariana Grande, Tom Holland, and others. For Zendaya's cover profile, a work of art, Roach was inspired by Danielle Luna, the Detroit-raised beauty who became the first global Black supermodel. Alexandra L. contributes After the Rain, a poem from her recent book, After the Rain, Gentle Reminders for Healing, Courage, and Self-Love. The acclaimed poet, whose collections include Love in My Language and Neon Soul, also teaches classes about finding our voices. Rooted in truth without shame, according to her site, alexl.com, her commitment to promoting wellness has been transformed into her Today I Affirm, a journal that nurtures self-care, and hashtag a note to self meditation journal. On her Hey Girl podcast, Ellie interviews experts in mental, spiritual, and physical health, as well as artists. She lives in Washington, D.C. with her husband and children. Jeannie Amber is no stranger to Essence, as our former senior writer, the award-winning journalist, penned dozens of celebrity profiles, including Lenny Kravitz's cover story, for coverage of his recently released Let Love Rule, a memoir. We immediately taped Amber, who was in between literary projects herself. The Toronto, Canada native has collaborated on many books, including Patricia Williams' Rabbit, a memoir, Lonnie Love's I Tried to Change So You Don't Have to, True Life Lessons, and Carrie Goldberg's Nobody's Victim, Fighting Psychos, Stalkers, Pervs, and Trolls. Lastly, Rashida Morgan Brown, Essence's Creative Operations Director, is a New York City native now living in New Jersey, Marie Denine Beauty. The wife and mom who has held positions at People, Time Inc., Digital Studios, and Hearst ensures that every article has the graphic elements to tell a compelling story. In this issue, she pulled triple duty as creative director of the Holiday Gift Guide, our Come Together in Style feature, and Joy Through Grills. The next article is actually the editor's letter. As we approach the end of a year that changed us all, I encourage you, first and foremost, to give yourself an abundance of love and grace. The year 2020 brought us to our knees and forced us to hit reset, even if we weren't quite ready. It was relentless and unforgiving, and yet there was still joy in abundance. As our mothers and grandmothers before us, we prevail, pivot, and demand all that is rightfully ours. Here, among all that you deserve, is this Essence Holiday issue, a celebration of us, a love letter to our unshakable resilience, and a tribute to Black joy. In these pages, we reflect on the ways that the last 365 days have transformed us. Even our team was impacted, with several staff members being furloughed as a result of the economic challenges we collectively faced. Still, through all of this, there was Black love, Black families who grew, brilliant Black art, and demands for justice for Black people. Amid all this was our magazine's 50th anniversary. As we close out this milestone, we know that there is no future without honoring our past. That's why we were so thrilled to collaborate with our cover star, Zendaya, fresh off her historic Emmy win, in a fashion spread that celebrates Black style. Directed by the incomparable La Roach, our feature pays tribute to Danielle Luna, who opened the door for Black supermodels. This iconoclastic theme continues with the groundbreaking candidacy of Kamala Harris, whose nomination evoked the legacy of the late Shirley Chisholm. Now, as we look to the future with fresh eyes, we are reminded that all things are possible. For 5 decades, Essence has been the place where our stories reside. It has been my honor to celebrate 50 years with you, and together with my team, I can say that we look forward to continuing our mission to put Black women first. Here, you will always have a home. Here, you will always belong. By Allison McGivna. The title of the next article is called In Full Bloom. Marseille's mother, Carol Martin, has told the story of a few agencies who initially turned Marseille down because they already represented a Black girl and didn't see the value in having another. Though representation has become the rallying cry for companies and institutions in recent years, Black people know that inclusivity can often be a marketing tactic or simply something to say. But when it is genuine, Marseille wholly believes in it as people recognize its power. It really sucks to say, but people are just now starting to understand that we as Black people have very creative minds and we won't stop until we get there, Marseille said days before the shoot via Zoom from a car as she zipped to meetings. And that's exactly the motivation that fueled her when she presented executives with her idea for Little, the 2019 comedy she executive produced and stars in. The movie, which also stars Regina Hall and Issa Rae, made history as Marseille became the youngest person to executive produce a Hollywood film. But when it came to unveiling her big proposal, she wasn't consumed by fear. In fact, she felt right at home in the room. Honestly, when I pitched the film, I thought about it as a whole bunch of dudes sitting around a table talking about our projects and what we have in our heads, she quips. Of course, two of those dudes were executive producers Will Packer and Blackish creator Kenya Barris. Marseille, who's been praised by Oprah and Ava DuVernay, also notes that she's a professional and doesn't feel inclined to mute her personality to get any points across. In an industry where Black women and girls are encouraged to make themselves small, she does the complete opposite. I really don't think of it as a nerve-wracking thing, Marseille says. Math equations scare me a lot more than public speaking. Another place where she feels comfortable is in front of the camera. Her relaxed demeanor is earned. Marseille has spent the past decade transitioning from starring in national commercials in ABC's Blackish, which returned for its 7th season last month, to working on her own talk show for Quibi, aptly called The Tiny Talk Show. It began filming in October. I never want to pretend to be someone that I'm not, she says. Every step that I take is true to me. The young producer who signed a first look deal with Universal Pictures in 2019 is also working on her second film, Step Monster, but production was halted earlier this year due to COVID-19. The movie is about a teenager who does everything in her power to break up her father's new romantic union. The pause in the film's progress has proven to be a good thing, as Marseille and her team used the extra time to their advantage, retooling the film so it is perfect. She's also participated in a few animated series projects she describes as theatrical, while exploring other ventures and brewing ideas that, she says, will take her beyond the TV and film. Marseille is positive proof that the teens of today are an inspiration to those humble and wise enough to know their influence. They have launched and sustained multiple digital movements, including political and ecological ones, broken records, and flat out encouraged us all to be more empathetic and involved. Like Marseille, they continue to motivate people across the globe to pursue and realize their wildest dreams with the tools that they have. Proudly leading the pack, Marseille Martin has clearly figured out how to live large while living life on her own terms. "I am always myself," she says. "I'm in the space I'm in right now because I was just always unapologetically myself." The next article is titled, "The Divine Order. It just hits different," Divine Joy Randolph says over the phone. She's laughing, but she's not telling a joke. She's just in good spirits as she talks about the richness of our culture. Growing up in a home where she was constantly told to love her melanin, her curves, and her curls, she always knew that black is beautiful. And when you have a name like Divine Joy, it's hard not to know that you're a gift to the world. Her parents struggled to conceive for 7 years before having her, but no pressure, right? Those early life lessons on self-love prepared her for an industry that can be brutal toward black women, especially those who do not fit the antiquated size standards for women in entertainment. "I don't let the industry define my beauty," Randolph says. "I am cool with myself. If you're not, or if you are choosing to make this character that I am portraying just obsessed with her weight, I personally am not into that." Randolph doesn't fall victim to the story in which the curvy girl can't get a man and stays home nursing ice cream and feeling sorry for herself. It's never been her reality. So she's not interested in playing that role. Instead, she gravitates to characters like Lady Reed in Dolomite Is My Name, Charisse in High Fidelity, and Oda Mae Brown in Broadway's Ghost, the musical for which she earned a Tony nomination. She's intentional about the roles she takes and how they influence the way she presents herself to the world. And when she's on the red carpet, she continues to transform, using hair and makeup to illustrate her versatility. The more you can be a chameleon as an actor, the more opportunities are open and availed to you, especially if you have the talent, she explains. And a lovely chameleon she is. A quick flip through her catalog reveals how easily she goes from rocking an old Hollywood body wave and red lip to a cool and green shadow to a straight bob and dramatic lashes. Randolph explains that she leaves such creative transformations to her amazing glam squad, while she focuses on the daily regimen of keeping her skin flawless, mixing prestige brands with her favorite drugstore finds. "It really doesn't matter what our bank account is, black women always figure out how to be fly and dope," she says. "We have something quite special, you know? The way we dress and do our hair and our style, it just hits different. I hope everyone knows in themselves just how beautiful black is, and leans on it in those times when we don't feel it, and never loses sight of it." With that, she has shared the secret of Divine Joy. The next article is called "Joy Through Grills." Gold teeth, grills, slugs, no matter what you call this artistic accessory molded in metal, the look is always expressive and fly. It has been said that gold grill embellishment has roots in the ancient civilizations of Italy and Egypt. The modern version of the accessory was probably most popular in black southern circles. It is true that in the South, it is not that uncommon to see black creatives of varying ages with at least one tooth that glimmers when the sun hits it. Gold is a part of our culture, period. Before it was hot to have teeth accented with metals and precious stones, we rose above the judgmental lens through which people looked at our grills because we knew the deal. We always knew how to take a little and make it much. How many times have we spun hay into gold? Doesn't it make sense that we would make a trend just as great from the magic we possess? But rocking these grills might not always go over big in mainstream America. You know how it goes. In the meantime, don't get all up in anyone's grill. Well, unless you are Essence. We taped 5 black trendsetters who proudly rock jewelry and, in the process, have continued a trend that shows no sign of going away. Houston, radio personality and DJ, age 35. Shantae Williams. This is my 4th grill. I've always had bottom grills, so this time I wanted to get the whole top done, open face with fangs. Outside of my outfit and kicks being fresh, my grill adds the finishing touch. Got to make sure to smile every chance I get. Gold and diamond grills are a staple in my city. It's trill to show your grill. Lawrence Burney, Baltimore. He's a writer, age 30. I got new fronts every couple of years. With the ones I have now, I think I had gone to the mall with my cousin for something completely unrelated and decided to get them on a whim. I feel good when I wear golds. I have a couple different sets, and I switch them up based on mood or maybe what I'm wearing. It's just a nice accessory to have. Kellyanne McKay, Houston, publicist, age 26. This grill was gifted to me by an associate to wear while I was out during the Super Bowl weekend to help represent for the city. A solid gold bottom 6 is the most classic of grill pieces. It will always be in style. When I wear my grill, I feel excited. It gives me a reason to smile at everybody I see. Also, Atlanta, DJ, age 34. I'm from Toronto, but growing up, I was influenced most by hip-hop artists in Miami, Atlanta, and Texas. Gold grills have always been a big part of black culture in the South. There is something so sexy about black women and gold grills. I feel hella fine when I have mine in. Ziggy Mac Johnson, New York City fashion enthusiast, age 24. I got these pieces because I genuinely feel that each gem represents greatness in my mouth. I love jewelry and luxury, so I decided to fit them into my lifestyle. I also firmly believe that it is my culture to rock gold and jewels, so I am staying true to that. When I wear my grills, I feel like my net worth is giving Beyonce. I feel like I can turn water into wine. The next article is called Behind the Scenes. Designer Deidre Jeffries took the top prize in Chase's Banking on Style competition, earning a $10,000 cash award toward the advancement of her high fashion line, Epsilon Atelier. The design competition, launched in a partnership between Essence, Chase, and American lifestyle brand Lands End, sought to provide its contestants access to opportunities and connections that have traditionally been unavailable to black creatives. 3 incredible designers, Jeffries, Sergio Hudson, and Undra Duncan, competed by creating a Chase-themed workwear capsule collection. As the winner, Jeffries will have her collection included in Chase Style, the professional wardrobe worn by Chase employees. I never wanted anyone to look at these clothes and not see Chase, Jeffries tells Essence. Her Chase Style collection featured a collared bow top, a men's button down, complete with a Chase logo print, a color blocked polo, and a classic women's cardigan with enamel Chase logo buttons. Jeffrey started her first fashion line with a close friend years ago, but they eventually ran out of the capital to fulfill buying orders. She then bought Epsilon Atelier into the world with no investors. Standing up for a luxury brand has cost me lots of money, Jeffries admits. The opportunity to work with Essence, Chase, and Lands End felt like a huge gift, she adds, noting that the COVID-19 pandemic has posed some challenges for her own line, compounding the distinct challenges she already faced with no investor backing. This $10,000 that I won, I knew exactly how I was going to use it, she says. It makes all of the difference for my business now. The next article is titled Style Dispatch. New York Fashion Week kicked off on September 13th and gave us a sneak peek of what to expect in 2021. While this season's presentations were mostly shown virtually, this did not stop the fashion industry from curating looks that speak to this unprecedented time. Brands like Oak and Acorn featured a collection based on American politics, while the bright red gowns in Christian Siriano's collection were inspired by the tomatoes in his home garden. Christian Cohen partnered with Lil Nas X for his latest collection, from which all proceeds will be donated to Black queer youth in Atlanta. Though part of a community of designers who showcase avant-garde pieces each season while at home, they were influenced by the intimacy of their immediate surroundings. These spring-summer selections are all about the secret messages found within them. Lancôme Zendaya. A mascara that fans out every single eyelash is the newest innovation from Lancôme. Lash Idol is a game-changing gel emulsion containing four times less wax than the average mascara. This helps it adhere to lashes for up to 24 hours and provides a feathery, soft finish. With revolutionary brush featuring 360 micro bristles to volumize, separate, and lift, this is a major upgrade for your lashes and any holiday makeup look. Hashtag shop black owned. Three black owned loungewear companies to shop from. Staying home has become a hobby in itself, and it doesn't hurt for those leggings in your closet to be from black owned makers. Here's where to shop. 1. Rayana. Interchangeable RTW pieces from basic tees to halter dresses. 2. Just J Wear. The ultimate workout gear with the tagline Sweat Pretty for extra good feelings during exercise. 3. Love Ella Elizabeth. If you're in the mood to let your street style fly, these pieces are cute and cozy. Have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.